Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey right now, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking with Beverly Moya?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Yeah. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yeah.
What is your race?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
76.
Thank you. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? You probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
You said, what did you say?
Yeah. For this upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections, compared to previous ones, would you say they are more important, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more important, or somewhat more important?
What was that?
Yeah, would you say much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because of what's at stake.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for your answer. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Sorry?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as the President of the United States?
I approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are the most important to them when considering who to vote for the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. The first statement, ensuring the voting rights of all of the citizens are protected. How important is this for you?
Very important.
What number would you give to this item from 0 to 10?
10.
10. right?
Yeah.
Okay. Second statement, taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future. How important is this for you?
Climate change.
Climate change, yes.
You said zero to what, Tia?
In this case, you need to provide a number of how important this is. Remember, zero is not important, and 10 is the most important one.
Eight.
Thank you. The third statement, reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable.
I did understand you.
The third statement is reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable of their actions.
Okay.
What number would you give to this statement on importance for you?
10.
10. Okay. The next statement, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. What number would you give to this statement?
What's the statement you want?
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Oh, clear.
Sorry, what number?
Clear.
10. Thank you. Creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness. How much important is this to you from 0 to 10?
Clear.
10, right? Okay, next statement. Investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers.
Yeah.
And the last statement of this question is fighting back against racism and discrimination.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think elections should be most about? You may choose up to two options. Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Combating the rise of the white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, and stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. What are the two most important for you?
Would you read them again?
Of course. Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Combating the race of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
How many more of these do you have?
You can choose up to two.
All right.
So,
read
them
one more time.
Yes, of course. Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. Second, tackling inflation and improving the economy. Third one, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Fourth one, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Fifth one, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Sixth one, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. And seventh, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
Fifth and sixth. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
They're all important, really.
Yeah. Okay, now, next question. I like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first name on the list, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. How do you feel about him from 0 to 100?
80.
Okay. Next name is J.D. Benz.
I haven't heard of her.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. Next name is Michelle Obama.
100.
Okay. Next name on the list, Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein, the presidential candidate.
I never heard of her.
Okay. Joe Biden. For Joe Biden, how would you rate him?
100.
Then we have Republicans in Congress. How would you rate
zero.
Him? 0. Okay. And
zero.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the
zero.
Last. Okay, thank you.
0.
Okay. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're in the side. Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
A Democratic.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with the few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. First statement, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
Repeat that, please.
Yeah. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
I agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Second statement. I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. And third one, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
I disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. The first issue listed, increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you. Who do you think will do it better? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
She will do it much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
All right. Next statement. Tackling inflation and growing the economy. Who will do it better?
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Then rising crime and violence. Who will handle it this better? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, next one. Mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illnesses. Who will handle it better, Kamala or Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
And last one for this question will be racial inequality and fighting the threats to police that address it.
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it is important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement, there are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change, but instead of banning assault weapons, supporting background checks, and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to get them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it. With the power of our vote, we can defeat politicians who care more about the gun lobby than protecting our communities. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote for those who will get the guns off our streets. For you, it is a convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote?
Will I work?
The statement that I just read about the guns and the...
Okay.
Yeah, it is... What number, sorry?
Well, give me that. It is what?
Yeah, the statement that I just read, from 0 to 10, it is a very convincing reason to go to vote or not for you.
Yes, it is.
Okay, what number would you provide to this statement from 0 to 10?
0.
10, okay.
10.
Oh, thank you. Second statement. Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have even expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives. Hmm.